If you allow me, I am going to be very quick because I see time is ticking. And I think it's already clear after the several presentations what is our attitude towards the instrument here in Spain. So you don't need to be showing the slides because I'm going to be really brief with the ideas I'm going to be speaking about. First of all, I would like to summarize some ideas that have already been expressed throughout the presentations. Clearly, the instrument offers advantages for the final beneficiaries, as well as for the whole system and the agricultural sector as a whole, through or by breaking the gap that was clearly established. It was mentioned in Karina's presentation, but we also mentioned it before in our ex ante assessment. It is necessary to cover this gap. It's clearly stated that there is a big, large demand, but the supply by the financial institutions do not, it doesn't cover the needs. So this is one of the best advantages that we are offering a mostly needed product in the sector. There's another thing, which is it is an administrative procedure from the point of view of the requirements and duties and liabilities that is much easier versus a grant. So this is why we believe we need to express that. It is much easier than applying for a grant. And then we have the multiplying effect. These are funds that will revert in the managing authorities and that could be reused for new operations. So this is just as a general, in general lines, we in the ministry continue supporting this. We truly believe how useful it is. And looking at the future, what's my forecast? Well, from the ministry, we will continue to support these kind of instruments, that's for sure. If we take a look at the draft for the new regulation, which will probably be this week or next week, we hope we stop speaking about a draft, but an officially approved regulation. What it is covering now for us has very positive prospects because it is speaking about instruments for investments, and we have this opportunity. Now we have cooperation, counseling, training. So we do see there's a new line to use the instrument. Having said that, from the ministry, we want to continue supporting and developing the financial instrument, but I have to continue mentioning the managing authorities. Right now, there's now a new period opening up, which may be more complex in Spain. I already said we are a very regionalized country. There is only one cap. One common agricultural policy. So we are trying to work with the different autonomous communities to assemble this governance model within this single framework, and the instruments should take this into account. So again, we are now fully involved in the design of the strategic cap. And having said that, we are also working with the autonomous communities to understand what are the interventions that need support through loans. We believe that the managing authorities, at least in this case, the ones that have already joined the instrument, would like to continue doing so. Probably Alicia, from her perspective, can give us an idea of what is her prospect for the future, but we really believe that all the autonomous communities that have joined the instrument, and it's clearly a success, will continue to do so. And something new in the ministry, we are thinking about using the instruments for national level operations. I again mentioned the complex situation in Spain because we are very regionalized. We have a structure of autonomous communities and decentralized governments, but this possibility is already there because we already have a national plan for rural development currently. But it is not using instruments because they are this is being used by the regions. But we think that maybe this is the possibility that we can combine regional and national interventions with the use of loans and this instrument. It is not decided. We are thinking about it. We are thinking how to orchestrate this very complex system. But and yes, how to support the loans, taking into account our specific situation. In order to conclude, I would like to say that we continue supporting it and we are really convinced of how useful it is for our sector.